Today's episode is brought to you by the Christian Standard Bible, a Bible translation for everyone. The CSB is a translation that's both understandable for the new believer and the lifelong disciple. Whether reading to a child or teaching in your women's ministry, the CSB will be accurate, readable, and shareable. Find out more at csbible.com. We're so thankful for the support of the Christian Standard Bible.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura.
And I'm Emily.
And this is another show from the archives, from the vault, whatever you want to call it. We are talking all about the Old Testament today.
Right. And you might have noticed the title of the show and wondered what we're skipping. And we're just saying that sometimes when we come to the Bible, there can be a little bit of a feeling of like, let's just skip all this stuff in the front half.
Yeah, like pegs through people's heads or like weird goat hair stories or weird concubines being chopped up.
Just the genealogies.
The genealogies.
The hard to understand prophecies.
The laws in Leviticus.
Yeah.
So we can think of a lot of things that you might naturally start to think, let's just skip this.
But don't skip it.
That's right. That's what we're here to tell you.
Do not skip it. I think that's one of the things Laura and I were talking about before we hit record was just how we went over this show a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I love the Old Testament. You love the Old
Testament
more today.
Even more.
It still has so many parts that are confounding, but it is so essential to understanding God's design for life and just even understanding all the things that happen in the life of Christ and the things that he says and the way all the epistles are laid out. Like, it is so essential to all of those things.
You cannot have a full picture of what it means to live as a Christian without engaging in it and reading it. I mean, I just don't think you have a half of a picture if you skip that. And so we definitely stand behind this show of just really wanting you guys as moms and women in our community to love the Old Testament as much as we do, to really, if you have not given it a chance or perhaps you've given up on it, to kind of reinvigorate you to go back to it. And we're hopeful with some of the reasons that we share in today's show, you will feel that way. So, but before we get to the show.
Yeah, before we get to the show, we want to mention that in the show, I think we launched the Abide Method.
Around this time.
So you're going to hear us share a lot of information and links and what we're doing on social media and all that good stuff. That all happened the actual week that this show launched.
Just in case
originally.
It's not clear.
But that's not necessarily what's going on today. And so if you want to get current links, updated information, head to our show notes for this specific show or go to risenmotherhood.com/equipping to find all of our free downloads there, including the Abide Method.
That's right. And the last thing that we wanted to let you guys know is that we are on Amazon Smile. So perhaps you're not familiar with that platform, but Amazon Smile is basically, if you shop on Amazon, it's a way to shop within that.
Your normal shopping.
Yeah, it's a way to shop within that site, but be able to donate a portion of the proceeds of your purchase to nonprofit organizations that you love, like Risen Motherhood.
Yeah, so smile and click over. Make us your preferred nonprofit. We'll also have a link in our show notes that can help you do that directly. But if you're already shopping on Amazon, it would be a great way to give to the ministry without having to buy anything else or do anything else.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you any extra money. And what I really like is I can go to Amazon.com, but then it'll pop up and be like, do you want to shop Smile? And I'm like, yes, of course I do. And all you have to do is like a quick click. So it's not like you have to remember a new URL or a new thing. It's like once you set it, it will remind you to do so. And you can very easily shop there while helping moms all around the world hear the hope of the gospel.
All right. And now we're going to help you hear why the Old Testament is valuable.
Oh, man. Emily is on the cheese train today. But yes, I like it. Let's get to the show.
Let's get more cheese.
Welcome
welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I have my beautiful sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here with me.
Oh, well, thanks. Glad I showered today. So that's a little bit drier than normal, maybe.
You're looking good, you know, 8 months pregnant or whatever you are. So we are excited to be here today. We are going to be talking about the Old Testament and why moms should love it. But first, we have a little exciting announcement to talk about. We finally launched the Inductive Bible Study Method. There is a full tutorial on our website, risenmotherhood.com. And then we also created a little printable as like a reference guide so that there's a lot of steps to the Inductive Method, and we really wanted to make it easy for you. So we created this really exhaustive tutorial where it's like, you've never done it before, you can do this. We promise you, you can do it. And then we have this printable so that it's a quick reference sheet that, like, I mean, I've been doing the Inductive Method. I don't know how long you've been doing it, Em, but we've been doing it for a long time, and we still kind of need prompts to just remember, oh yeah, that's something else I can do, you know?
Totally. I'm still using the prompt sheet.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. So print that out. It's kind of a front back sheet, and we hope that you'll head over there and access this way to study the Bible. And it's something that you can apply immediately after the show. We're going to be talking about the Old Testament, and you can use it to study the Old Testament. So let's dive in, though, for why a mom should love the Old Testament.
Which we hope this is a super fun show. I bet the title sounds kind of heavy, but I think it's a pretty common experience. Laura, maybe you had something similar, that you grow up and you hear like a lot of stories from the Old Testament, and like maybe you can recall some of the narratives, you know, whether that's Noah's Ark or Jonah or things about David. But when you get to be an adult, you're kind of like, I have no idea why this matters to my faith. And it's just really easy to like sit really comfortable in the New Testament, and it can just feel really, really disconnected.
Yeah. And I think specifically, I had the exact same thing happen, where I felt like they were like, maybe not intentionally, but they were set up as moral examples more than it was sort of the way with that we're going to talk about looking at the Old Testament now as a way to point to Christ and the whole picture of the Bible and what it means. But especially in motherhood, you know, when we don't take time to invest in biblical literacy, and when we say that, we mean the whole Bible, not just half of it, not just the New Testament, that will help us to be able to apply scripture rightly. And if we don't read the whole Bible and strive to interpret it and see what God's word says, you know, it really handicaps us in our ability to interpret God's word. And it also, we need to be doing it so that we can train our children so that we understand how to talk about the New Testament. And we need to rightly understand how to read the Old Testament so that we can pass that on to our children as well.
Exactly. Because as many of you have already noticed, a lot of stories that you will read to your kids, either like biblically based children's stories, have these Old Testament accounts in them, and it's part of being able to connect Jesus. So today we are going to fly over these 8 reasons, and we're going to try to spell them out for you pretty clearly so you can follow along. So number 1, we need the Old Testament to understand the big story of the Bible, which is basically what we've already been saying. I don't know if there's any Harry Potter fans out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right across the computer screen from you, Em.
But yes, listeners. But yes, just by way of like an analogy, don't carry it too far. Harry Potter and analogies with the Bible don't go very far. But, you know, you would never start that on like book 3 or book 4 and expect to fully understand the plot and the characters. And I think just using basic literacy principles, the Bible, God, you know, sovereignly ordained that every book and every word would be included in that as a whole story for us to understand. And so it doesn't really make sense for us to just say, I'll just pop into the New Testament and not understand the whole background. It all matters to the greater picture of the story, and we need to help our children understand that too.
Exactly. And you'll hear us, we've already used it a couple times, the word meta-narrative. So it's kind of a bigger word, but basically it just means the big story. It means the entire story, God's big plan from garden all the way until he comes back someday. It's the full Genesis to Revelation story. So that's what meta-narrative means when we say that, taking that zoomed out picture of the scriptures.
And we'll include in the show notes, there's a couple of children's Bibles and books that actually literally carry out that meta narrative for your children. So if you can even just read that along with them, it's a lot easier to understand the big story.
Exactly. So second thing, we need the Old Testament to give us knowledge of who God is. So again, taking the Harry Potter analogy, I mean, are we even allowed to continue with this? I don't know. But we wouldn't drop in halfway through and be wondering who the characters are and even understand the decisions that they make or understand why they are like they are. And so when we read the entire Bible, especially the Old Testament, we see the character of God, and there's so much information about his attributes. We see God's mercy, his justice, his sovereignty, control, creativity, holiness, and on and on. So we need the Old Testament to give us that knowledge about who exactly God is and what his attributes are and what are imparted to us and then what things are different than us.
Yeah. As Jen Wilkins says, which I love this quote, the heart cannot love what the mind does not know. And so, of course, if you're missing out on a huge portion of scripture, you can't love those aspects of God without knowing about them. And so to piggyback off of that, number three is we need the Old Testament to give us wisdom about God's design and his purposes for creation. And so just like we see character qualities of God in the Old Testament, we also see a lot of plans laid out, kind of the foundational structure of things like his plan for men and women, his plan for families, his plan for kind of the church and the people of God. And so, and even just the foundational plans are laid for Christ coming. And all of that is spelled out in all these details. Sometimes it's kind of hidden in things that take some more study to understand. But there is just so much structure there that still applies, and you almost need that to understand the way it fleshes out in the New Testament.
Exactly. So number four, we need the Old Testament to show us and our children how offensive sin really is to a holy God. And we also can understand how the law is so insufficient to save us. So let's be real. The Bible's kind of bloody. And yeah, there is a lot of intense judgment, especially in the Old Testament, which we see. So common examples that we, you know, often share with our kids that show how a holy God cannot stand unholy people: banishing Adam and Eve from the garden, mm-hmm, wiping out the rest of the world in Noah's day, the plagues in Egypt, or just, you know, the destruction that God sent with armies to destroy whole people groups. Those things can be really hard for us to reconcile and understand if we're not looking at God's grand plan or understanding his design and his inability to be around sin. Mm-hmm. And so we see that God set up the law, and we see the covenants that he made for the Israelites, and they are his set apart and his chosen people, but they're still not sinless. And so we see all of these things at play in the Old Testament, and there's kind of this, especially at the very end of the Old Testament, yeah, where it kind of feels depressing.
It's bleak.
You know? It's very bleak, and people are in big trouble. It's very clear that we are in need of a savior, that we need ultimate atonement, that all of these small animal sacrifices, these small atonements are just not sufficient, and that sin is really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And so we need the Old Testament to understand just how bleak our plight is. Mm-hmm. And then it launches us into gratefulness for Christ's atoning work on the cross.
Yes, that is a point that should not be understated. But we're moving on to point
yeah. No time.
To point number five, which is also that we need to, the Old Testament reminds us that God still uses normal, sinful people to advance his plan for salvation. So I think that this is like a really common thing we see in like your average Sunday school curriculum or like children's storybook. You see the main character kind of built up as this hero, like, oh, David stands up to the bad guy of Goliath, or look at how Joseph forgives and provides for his family. But what's really interesting is, as you're looking at the Old Testament, you realize all these people are like really big sinners, and usually like one or two chapters after they've done something great, they do something pretty bad.
Exactly.
But I think overall that's encouraging, and we can use that to encourage our children to be like, look, like all of these guys that had faith in God, and women too, that had faith in the Old Testament, they were still fallen and broken, and they did awful things. But because they had faith in God's plan for salvation, God still used them to advance his kingdom. And I think that that can be a hope in our family life.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is we have a few little books right there in the towards the end of the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, the book of Psalms, these wisdom books. And what is great about these two books is that they teach us how to walk in the Spirit, how to put on new self. So we learn that things like the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. There is a ton of stuff in there for us as moms, as parents, mm-hmm. to raise our children. I mean, things about how to speak, managing money, doing business, dealing with hurting people. The Psalms express our human emotions so well, from the high highs that we have to the low lows. Mm-hmm. And then the Proverbs really, again, provide a lot of those teaching things of ways to live a life that models the gospel.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, number 7 here, speaking of modeling the gospel, we need the Old Testament for all of these stories and examples of things that point our children to Jesus and the gospel. And so, for instance, let's take the book of Hebrews. Laura, did you study this recently? Like in the last year?
It was 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago. Wow.
I can try to dredge up. Yeah. Two falls ago.
But in Hebrews, there's a lot of explanation for how some of the stories and the, again, the structures and the things that God set up in the Old Testament were really big billboard signs pointing to the coming Savior. And Jesus even calls that out and he says, all the things that you read in the scriptures and the law and the prophets are about me. And so Laura and I will include a really good book in the show notes called Show Them Jesus.
But I would
it's amazing.
Highly recommend in yes. order to kind of helps teach you how to see some of these structures and stories in the Old Testament are actually pointing to the person and work of Jesus. And it just brings a lot of relevance to those stories.
Yeah, and a quick point of, again, sort of terminology, especially that we use in the inductive Bible study method, is we talk about looking for themes in scriptures, and one of those is types of Jesus or types of Christ. Mm-hmm. And a type is what theologians use as a word for a shadow of Jesus or someone that's pointing towards Jesus. So that's one of the things that we lay out, at least in the method that we use, to look for. And so just, again, another like quick vocab term that I feel like can be mm-hmm. confusing to know what that means. And we can give some practical examples on stories this week, because this can be something that is a skill to learn to know how to do. But once you do it, it's really fun because you just start seeing, oh, this connection and that connection. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to show you guys a little bit of it. I don't know. We're not really Bible teachers, so it makes me a little nervous.
We'll do some of the basic ones, like Noah's Ark or something.
Easy ones, yeah.
All right, so number 8, we're going to kind of end our reasons on this point. We need the Old Testament to help invite and sweep up our children into something much bigger than themselves or even their own little nuclear family. And so I think that something that can kind of happen, we've talked about this in other episodes, is when we kind of take our shopping cart to the Bible and just go straight to the New Testament and plop things in that feel good to us, we kind of can lose perspective about the fact that this is the whole Bible's about God, and it's his story and it's his plan and it's about his kingdom and his glory. And I think looking at the whole scripture, Old Testament included, helps our children get swept up in that too. And remember that we need to live in awe of who God is and what he is doing. And it's kind of like things like, you know, we get excited as adults about these big epic stories, right? Like, I don't know, Chronicles of Narnia. I know people are like big fans of Lord of the Rings movies. And there's something inside of us that God created in us mm-hmm. that we long to be part of something that's not about us. And I think the Old Testament really reminds us of that.
Yeah. And I would just encourage you too, if you have never read through it, like, you will be shocked at what you find. I remember the first time I came across, is her name, JL, I think, Emily, where it's the woman who drove a peg through a dude's head. And I mean, and I read it aloud to my husband. I was like, did you know that was in there? You know, and this was fairly recently as I was reading through. And so you will just, yes, there are some harder parts to mm-hmm. trudge through, but there are tons of fascinating, interesting things that you are like, even the movies can come up with this stuff. So just, it is exciting and it is epic. Yeah. I like those words for the Old Testament. So hopefully as you listen to this, you kind of have some new ideas for how to look at the Old Testament. Hopefully it gets you a little bit excited about studying it and just knowing the importance that it should have in your life mm-hmm. As a mom and in your ability to kind of enjoy and know God and to communicate that to your children. But
how do you do that?
Yeah. Where do you begin? Because honestly, it's really hard to just say, oh yeah, just open up the Bible and just start reading these Old Testament narratives. Like the story Laura just shared, like we have to probably be a little bit more intentional with the Old Testament. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it is really hard to understand. So I think first of all, just praying as you're reading through the Old Testament and using some of these resources that we've already shared about in the show and that we will include in the show notes at risenmotherhood.com, like the Show Them Jesus book or even, you know, the Jesus Storybook Bible. I mean, read through mm-hmm. that a few times and you'll start to get a feel for the rhythm of how all of these pieces fit together. There's another book called Crosstalk that we'll include in the show notes. Yeah. That's really helpful just from an adult perspective. Like, how do I understand this and apply it to my life? So resources can really help.
I think then studying it, I mean, simply digging in, reading, mm-hmm. rereading it, like Jen Wilkin talked about on the show she did with us here at Risen Motherhood, going through it, like read it like a book, you know, just start out trying to comprehend it for what it is, but then also taking deeper studies. So we have a few that we really like by Nancy Guthrie, Jen Wilkin has a few, so we can link to those, but then also using that inductive study that we talked about mm-hmm. that we have on risenmotherhood.com, or reading the Bible through in a year for comprehension, but especially just the Old Testament. If you've never been in there, just take a year to read that, you know, or take a time and just read Deuteronomy and see what it says.
Mm-hmm. And then this is kind of a different idea, but consider serving in a Sunday school classroom in your church, especially in the preschool or young elementary age, and practice this week in and week out, or maybe you do it once a month or once every few months, of getting in front of a group of kids and trying to explain how to see Jesus in some of these Old Testament narrative stories. I feel like almost being a Sunday school teacher has helped mm-hmm. me tremendously in being able to talk to my own preschool age children at home about Jesus in the Bible. So lots of ideas there. Just get started.
Just practice it.
Yeah, practice, practice, practice.
You know, that's what we said this a few times on the show, but like practice, it's not going to make perfect, but this is, especially those of you moms with little kids that are listening, this is the time to do it. They're not going to remember all the weird things that you said, mm-hmm. the times that you stuttered, the times that you said, the times that you were looking for the, you know, right answer. So practice this and know that God will use what you say with a right heart, that he will use that. You will get better at it. Like I can promise mm-hmm. just from my own personal experience. And I know Emily has grown in this area too. All right. Well, I think that wraps up for today. So if you're looking for these resources that we keep talking about, we will link them on our show notes, risenmotherhood.com. Of course, come find us over on social media. We will be sharing, as we said, a little bit more on stories this week and try to write a little bit of additional content as well so that you guys can fall in love with the Old Testament as much as we have. So we hope that you will check those things out. Thanks so much.
Risen Motherhood is a crowd-funded nonprofit, so if you'd like to support us in bringing the gospel to mothers around the world, head to risenmotherhood.com/donate. Also, if you'd like to support us in another way, our shop opens next week, November 4th through 11th. You can shop a whole bunch of Risen Motherhood merchandise. We have coffee mugs, shirts, sweatshirts, banners, totes, even a necklace this year. The Risen Motherhood shop is only open once a year, and it's actually a really big fundraiser and a great way for you guys to support the ministry and further the message of the gospel. Head over to risenmotherhood.com/shop to enter your email address to get put on a list to be notified as soon as the shop opens, or follow us on social media to get all the details.